The reconciliation, men and women, was not cheap, nor was it easy. God could not just speak reconciliation into existence. You know, reconciling the world is not like making the world. It's far more difficult than that. It's far more costly than material creation. Whenever God made a world, he just says, let there be a world. But he couldn't say, let there be reconciliation. There's only one divine way of reconciliation, and that is in the incarnation and death of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. And so there are three things very quickly that I draw your attention to about this divine remedy. First of all, there's a body. In the body. This is Christ's body, the body of his flesh. A body was needed. No reconciliation without a body. No reconciliation without a man. And the Son of God needed a body. And he had to take a body. He had to take what he never had before. And he says, a body thou hast prepared me. Bless God, there's a body. It's the body of Christ. The incarnation is most necessary. And then secondly, this body was not any old body. It was the body of his flesh. Christ's flesh. He took it. It was his. He took it as his own body. And that body was a true human nature. It was his humanity, his flesh. It was a true human body. It was a human nature, body and soul. The genuine article, the genuine body of flesh and blood, he took that. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that's very important. It wasn't a figment. He didn't just make an appearance. It wasn't just a theophany. You know, he made appearances in the Old Testament. We call them theophanies, manifestations. Whatever the explanation of those manifestations, it wasn't flesh and blood and bones that the Son of God took to himself in those Old Testament theophanies. No, he was born of a virgin, and in the fullness of time, he was made flesh and he dwelt among us. And it was a true humanity, a true human nature. Not just an appearance of a human form, but a true body, born of a virgin, laid in a manger, grew in stature and wisdom. He ate food, he drank water, he wept tears, he touched lepers. So genuine and true was his flesh, as he had to have even to cut his hair and to trim his nails. True man. And then thirdly, underline these words, through death. Through death. That body of his flesh actually died. This body had to die for reconciliation. And this body does the reconciling, but it only does the reconciling through his death. Not the birth alone, not the incarnation alone, but the death of the incarnate one. All men die, of course. But this death was different. Because in this death, God is in Christ, the incarnate one reconciling the world unto himself. God is doing it all for the helpless sinner. In this death, Christ died for our sins. But Christian, this is the lesson. Christ, your head, is all you need. He's all you need for fellowship with God. He's all you need to become the friend of a loving Heavenly Father. He's all you need. You need no one else. You need not anything else. You need not works or this or that or the other. You just need Christ. And sinner, the same message to you. You need Christ. You need this reconciliation. And you can have it. You can be right with God through faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So believe on him and trust in him alone.